to let it out, yo. This is your host, Rubenati.
And your boy, Rip.
And you're about to listen to a new episode, Let It Out Show.
All right, y'all, listen up.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Rubenati.
And your boy, Rip.
And welcome to another episode of Let It Out Show.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. Good to see you all. How you doing, man? What's up?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Is it everything?
I mean...
Oh, it's some crazy stuff. Are you good? Are you good?
I am.
I want to check on you. Are you good?
I'm doing great. Thanks to God. But
okay. Hey.
But there's a lot of changes happening right now. You know?
Yeah.
We just have somewhat a new president.
Yeah.
Which
true that, yeah.
I know
big swapping the man at the top.
But I don't know if at this point I don't know what's going on. I mean I'm pretty sure that the Biden is gonna get there eventually because it just looks that way and every election, every 4 years we go through these where the loser goes like, oh, they cheated. Oh, they did that. And then the winner just have to sit there and wait for that loser to say, okay, I lost. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It kind of seems like that, but it also seems like Trump ain't going back and down. It seems like he's trying everything he can to keep the power because he wants to do a lot of stuff, good or bad, whatever people feel like.
He's got plans.
But, you know, I mean, politics, I think politics is about strategies.
Yeah,
especially
for sure.
The elections.
I know we may have even talked about it before on the show. I think back, like, Abraham Lincoln ran for whatever versus somebody else. And the other guy started a rumor that Abraham Lincoln was dead, so they might as well just vote for him. And since there was no social media or Facebook or...
So a lot of people believed him.
They were just like, oh, okay, never mind then. Yeah, you win. They would just go state to state and tell everybody, yeah, the other guy died, so...
Really?
Oh, yeah, we like you.
We never talked about that.
No, we didn't. You ever heard that before?
It's the first time I hear this stuff.
So, I mean, that's, like, been here since the start of everything.
Yeah, it's about...
It's all just, you know, whatever good, cool lie you can tell and get enough people to believe you, then, you know, you'll win.
It is a strategy. It's a competition to see who wins. I mean, that's why you do rallies and you get people together and you do these commercials, like, criticizing the other guy, like... You know, he don't like this, he don't do this, he's not going to hook you up, he's not going to do this.
Supported by Griff.
Right. This message has been, you know.
This message is supported by Griff.
So I think the Democratic Party did an amazing, they did an amazing strategy, okay? They said this, look, there's a pandemic, a lot of people are scared to go out the house.
Yeah,
a lot of people just are. There are, you know, they are vulnerable.
Safe, man.
They're vulnerable. They're not healthy, so they're not going nowhere to vote.
True.
So I'm just gonna tell all my voters and all the people that support me, just vote by mail. Just vote by mail. You could do that. It's absentee vote.
Does that happen ballot. Before? I feel like it's been a thing.
Yes, it's
before.
Called absentee ballots, right?
Yeah.
So you could just for people who are not healthy enough to get there or whatever, but now it fits in more because there's a pandemic. Now, when in politics, when one guy said, doesn't matter how good or bad it is, when one guy said, I want this to be color yellow, right? The other party be like, no, for whatever reason.
I don't like yellow. I like yellow dots. Okay, let's do yellow dots.
You know what I'm saying? Like they can never come to an agreement for whatever reason. It's because we don't share the same interests and parties. I'm not going to back you up. Whatever, for whatever reason, I'm not going to back you up. So here's where it bites Trump in the ass, right? He's like, "What? Mail voting? No. We're not doing mail voting. Forget it." All my people show up. Go vote in person. Forget about voting in the mail. No, I don't want to do that. So everybody that supported Trump, make sure that they went to vote, right?
Okay.
To the electoral place, right? To vote.
Yeah.
I can imagine that some of the Trump supporters said, you know what, man, I can't do it. I just not gonna vote. Fuck it. I just not gonna do it.
Why don't they just do the mail-in?
If I can't, so because they supporting what Trump is telling them to do, which is show up.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he'll be happy if you just mail it in. Like,
man, there's people like that.
Oh yeah,
they are supporters. They are hardcore supporters. They are not going to do what if Trump is not a lot is not agreeing with that. It's like they are agreeing with the opposite side. Jeez. Oh, if I go vote by mail, then I mean that means I'm with Biden, and I can't do that. You know, you get what I'm saying? So the strategy was perfect on the Democratic Party, right? Now, this thing goes down, right? November 3rd, boom, everybody voted, and everything else, right? So they counting Trump's votes. It shows in every newscast out there that he's winning, that he's on top, because they haven't counted the mail votes, right? Mm. The votes by mail, right? When they started counting those things, those mail-in votes, then everything started to change. It looks like they're cheating, right? I'm not picking sides. I'm just telling you what I noticed. It looked like they're cheating because the numbers just started to change drastically because they were counting real fast. Boom, boom. So it makes it like they're cheating. It's a good, I get it. At this point and this late in the game for Trump, it benefit a little bit because he could dispute that as a they cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you know, like, I'm not in politics, but I can tell you this because I was following it through it.
Yeah.
If I know this and I noticed it and I was a Trump supporter, I'd have been like, yeah, we lost, man. It is what it is. They beat us. They got a better strategy than us. They did.
Oh, yeah. Their game plan worked.
Their game plan worked. It worked to the point that we are losing, that we lost. It's time to hang it up, man. It's time. We had a good run. It was four years.
But what are you gonna do if what happens? If Trump says no? You gotta do the same thing.
It's gonna take longer for the president to start working.
Yeah.
For the new president to start working. But besides that, you look bad, man. As a person, like, if you lost, it's like for example, you got boxing.
Sore loser? Right?
Yeah, and you got boxing. We had a really good Puerto Rican boxer that I follow him a lot when he was in tune and he was
good
doing his thing. But then he did something that just like, oh, come on, man.
What, after he lost the fight?
He lost the fight and he blamed the referee. In the ring.
Yeah.
Okay. In the ring. They interview him and the dog. Oh, no, it wasn't the referee. It was the judges. He was saying that the judge this, the judge and that. And he, come on, man, you lost. You lost the fight.
Yeah, I saw it. We
I clearly saw it. And his corner must have been like, man, you lost it. You lost the fight.
Mm.
But I guess they were like, man, they probably fed his ego. Like, man, you want this. Yeah. You need to go say something. And then he went and said something stupid. It ended his career. It was that bad what he said. Yeah, it was so bad that it ended his career. Okay? So, but you see how bad the way he looked to me, I was feeling embarrassed because he's from Puerto Rico and so am I. So I was like, man, he's just dirty in our name like that. Now, Trump supporters should feel the same way right now. Like, this dude, he just don't give up. He just, he's saying that all these things is happening, but there's no evidence still.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff to figure out and I'm glad I'm not up there and worrying about that because that's a lot of stress, sounds like, and a lot of hoopla and a lot of trying to find the right way to do it and all, and I don't know if I could handle all that because that's way too much.
Even the some of these people are letting this politics get to them.
Yeah, man.
To the point that they change with other people. This is my point about all this.
It can control you. It's very easy to fall under the control of the media, even if it's not negative. Like, let's say you're for one side or the other. You're going to react to other people depending on how they're doing. Even though, realistic, And this is the thing about me. Realistically, it doesn't really affect you all that much, man. Like,
so a lot of people are changing because of these freaking politics. And listen, to each his own, right? But
yep.
You can't. I mean, if I snap back at you, it's just to tell you, hey, man, you ain't gonna change nothing.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, you are just one guy right here chilling. Like,
you're not going to change anything. Your vote, you did your vote. You did what you could. You did your thing, right?
But
other than that, there's nothing you could do by getting upset and snapping at me because your man lost and now you being a little bit of pussy, if you might, you know, mommy saying it.
Yep.
You might want to tell your children to cover their ears up, but you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's why I don't understand. Like, people get way
too much.
Like,
too much.
Way too much. And I get it. You tried, but guess what? That's it, man. We talked about this before, I think, about it comes into humility. Sometimes you got to do what you can, and then you have to remember at the end of the day, you're human. You know, you're limited. You can't just solo the world like some kind of a president. Even a president can't solo the world. So just relax. Do your thing. Did it work out? No? Okay.
Besides that, I look at it as sports, okay? Okay, I'm a Golden State Warriors, for those who don't know. Okay, if they lost, like this last season, they didn't do crap, man. And listen, I'm not going to be like, you'd be like, hey, what up? I'm not going to be like, man, stop. You know, like, I'm not going to snap at you because my team didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Not at all.
Teams played better.
Welcome to life. Yeah.
The other teams played better.
There you go.
They did their thing. Their strategy was better.
It was better.
And politics is the exact same thing.
Yeah. Whoever has the best strategy.
There are things that falls into place when people are so deep into politics, they care a little bit too much about policies that will not change anything.
True. Or, man, here's my funny thing. It won't even affect them at all.
That's my exact point.
It won't even
point.
Affect them at all. Like, what do you care?
They say it will. Like, the people that you believe in say that the other party is going to change so much. It's going to change something so much that it's going to affect you. It's a lie, bro.
Thank you.
It's a lie. If it's going to stay the same, it's going to be the same crap.
If something happens. This is what I think. The only thing it'll change. It might change how much money you spend or save. $1,000 more or less each year for like 99% of people. That's it. That might be the only thing that changes.
It might. Yeah, I mean, I think it's about what you believe. You believe because in politics there's so many lies, and then you follow these guys that's saying lies, and you're going to believe all that. You don't even know if it's true.
You
just heard it from this guy that is using a strategy to win.
Yeah.
And it's okay to lie.
You know,
on politics.
I recently found this out. You know there's a job, it's called a speechwriter?
Yeah.
So all the crap that they're saying, it's not even from them. It's from some guy who's just writing.
Yeah, they get that page a couple days before he hears what you're going to say.
Say this.
If something changed, we just put it in there.
But wait, who wrote that? Is that guy president? I don't know. He's a speechwriter. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start writing.
Yeah.
Hey, go say this. Yeah, this will be good. Oh, yeah. Like, come on, man. Get out of here.
It's crazy. But you know, I mean, people are changing right now. There are some people that are changing their lives because Trump lost.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man.
Stressing out.
I'm going to have to do. I remember. I remember when Trump won in 2016. A lot of friends of mine were like, man, if he wins, I'm moving to Canada. I'm like, what?
Why? What's there?
What?
For what?
What you mean?
Yeah.
You got to think it is in your job, right? If there's a guy there and if he gets fired.
Yeah.
If he gets fired. As soon as he gets fired, or if he leaves.
Yeah.
Whatever happens after he leaves is blame on him.
True.
True or false?
True. Very true. Absolutely. Because he can't defend himself.
Same thing with presidency. As soon as the president leaves, everything wrong that happens from now on.
Oh, yeah, that was his fault. It's going to be Trump's fault. Yeah.
Whatever good happened,
it's going to be the new guy.
That either Trump helped develop or he even tried to start.
No, that wasn't him.
If he's
new
good,
guy.
It's going to be. On the new guy.
Yeah, man.
The same thing happened when Obama left.
Has with anybody, just like you said. He we fixed have some the economy. Bosses here.
Yeah, he fixed the economy, and then somebody else took the credit when he left 8 years later.
True that.
Same thing is going to happen now, and 4 years from now, and 4 years, and then I'm talking about
and people still be following along. And, just yes, stupid, looking dumb.
Don't take it so serious, ladies and gentlemen. To be just so you know, I don't know if you probably won't agree. I'm not into parties. I'm not into parties. I'm into life. Life to me is I have to focus to live my life. I do exercise my right to vote when I need it or when I think I need to do it. When I think in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, I have to help. And this, I help with
try,
my vote.
Try to help, yeah.
You understand? But I don't get caught up on all of that because it's most of it is a lie or something that you don't know. We don't understand this shit, bro. They tell us what we want to hear or what we don't want to hear. So we don't know what really is going on.
Here's something funny that my mom once told me too. Let's say that you voted for B because B said everything you wanted to hear. And let's say B wins. B doesn't have to do anything.
Most times they don't do nothing.
So you got yourself all emotionally invested, financially invested. You wasted who knows
you
how many hours
some
watching
friendship.
TV, getting these conversations. Okay, we did it, guys. We did it. And now you're like, it's the same.
Yeah, you probably lost some friends in the process too.
It's the same. Like, it's the same. Yep, it is.
You probably say some hurtful things to people.
And meanwhile, he's just chilling up. He got a fat raise in his check, you know.
He has popularity. Yeah, he's powerful. He's the most powerful man in the world right now. And he's, you know, it's crazy.
Silly.
I urge everybody out there, it's okay to vote. And I love it. I love the fact that you have that opportunity. Unlike other countries, they just...
Yeah, they just pick.
Don't get it.
Hey, that's my son. He's the next ruler.
Right.
There's that.
But don't get too caught up on that stuff, man, because a lot of the things... You could say people believe in this so much, man, that they believe everything. When you do that, you put yourself in a vulnerable spot.
Yes.
You lose relationships with people. you miss on good conversations that you can learn from people. People in politics that deep, they don't learn... They think you are ignorant because you say something about it, the opposite party.
Yep, and it turns them off. They're just like, oh, no, you don't know what
you're talking about. You're dumb, you're ignorant, and they don't, and they put that label on you.
Yeah, sure does.
And that label stays there unless you say, you know what? I think your president is better.
Now all of a sudden,
now they're like,
yeah,
oh, word, you're the smartest
too.
Man in the
You're so cool.
You
think
what I'm saying?
Thinking. So he's the smart one. You're a smart one.
Like, what? Okay. What are we talking about here?
2 minutes ago, he said I didn't know anything. Now,
exactly.
I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna start going on playing that game.
Yeah,
going back and forth with people. I thought you said you like. Oh, I like him now. Oh, you do? Nah, not really. Wait, what?
Yeah, and play with him a little bit, but it's don't take it so seriously, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who's up there? Who's in office?
Subject change. Since we've been on that long time, that's not how we roll. Time. I want to start talking about time.
Time?
I want to explain to everybody, or I want to have a little conversation discussion on what time is.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Is time the most important thing on the planet? I think it's more important than anything. You know, they say, like, time is money. I don't even think money is as important as time. I'm starting to figure that out slowly but surely.
Well, time is currency.
Time is more important than currency. Because
time is currency.
It's the only thing that you 100% get to decide what to spend it on. There's no taxing of time. There's no regulations on spending your time. There's no Fort Knox, that where they keep all the money? There's no Fort Knox on time. We all have unlimited time. Not unlimited, but, you know, from the day you're born to the day you die, this is how much time you have. You have that amount. And it's not unlimited, it's limited. Money is unlimited. You know, you can just print some more money or whatever they do or go steal some. You know what I mean? You can't go
steal some.
Yeah.
What do you mean steal
You can be, you know, you can go rob a bank. Get some money.
Why would you say that?
Because you can't do that with time. I can't steal your time and get an extra 20 years of life. I can't do it. It's impossible. So that's what makes it more valuable, because there's no way you can ever get any more of it. You can steal money. You can scam people. We're just talking about
that. I see what you're saying, though. I thought you was encouraging people to go steal money. I'm like,
what? No. I'm encouraging people to stop focusing on social media, money, politics, possessions, etc., and just start really looking at what you spend your time
on. Yeah, and by the way, while you're doing that, take some of that time and listen to the Let It Out show.
Yes, because we don't want to waste your time, for real. We want y'all to actually get off. Just listen, man. Just spend. And on that note, thank you, speaking of time, for spending your time listening to us. Because you don't have to. You can spend it on Facebook and all kind of crazy stuff, but y'all spending a little bit of time with us. That's nice to hear. That's encouraging. I like that. So that's why I just wanted to take a few moments to keep encouraging what you spend your time on. Keep encouraging what you use. Because you can invest it. You can invest your time in improving yourself, finding out how to make your marriage the best on the planet, on how to drive a 5-speed car better, on how to become an electrician, whatever. Or you could spend it on following Kim Kardashian's life. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. whatever. And then unfortunately you don't get to gain anything. You don't get anything from that. Like, it's like, you know, what do you actually get? You don't get much. Actually, you get nothing. Yeah. You get nothing. You're like, oh, that happened. Yep, it did.
But okay. But T, there's I did what you're saying, and I agree. But there's a, you know, Busta Rhymes?
I do.
He just put out a new record.
Wow.
After I guess 10 years plus.
I remember Busta, of course.
So he was saying something about,
that's crazy,
about that. Like,
oh, okay.
I think that time, because you need the entertainment, you need entertain yourself, and whatever that is that entertains you, it's okay.
True.
It's just the amount of time you spent entertaining yourself, because that's a lot of all the things you could be doing.
It is,
because not everybody entertains themselves by reading something helpful.
Or some people like to watch action movies. Some people like to shoot deer. Some people like to, you know, whatever the case may be. I just don't know if. And maybe this, and I may be heading down this path because of that show you mentioned that we're going to shout out to whoever produced it. I think it's Netflix is who produced it. It's called...
you seen it?
I saw some of it. I got to watch the rest of it because I got to sit down and actually watch it. It's called...
Social Media Dilemma or something?
Yes.
Great Bro, documentary, huh?
My goodness. Like... I think I only got like maybe 10, 15 minutes in it, and every 6 sentences are gold.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I didn't know that.
What? Everybody who's listening
right
now.
I didn't know
that.
What?
Go check. If you got kids.
I didn't know that. What? Like.
If you got kids, I recommend it.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. It's free.
100%.
I haven't even finished it yet, and I'm already just like shocked, because I'm not a huge, and I get in trouble for this sometimes, because I'm. You know, we're on social media. We're a social media platform. We're out there. We're doing our thing. But I don't do a lot of Instagram and all the other stuff. And I should. But I guess, you know, I don't have the time for it. But I should. I should be. So, where I'm going with that. So, I'm going with that is the time you do spend, we want it to be valuable. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
So, man. And let me throw something else out there real quick. If you guys would like us to talk about something, to discuss something, if you have some thoughts, please hit us up. I want to hear it.
Yeah, letitoutshow.com. You can communicate to us right there. Go to my Instagram, Let It Out Show.
There you go. It's
a good one. Ruben Nadi on Facebook. All his.
There you go.
What's your Facebook?
I think it's. I don't think
that's how much you're in the face.
Is it my name, Griffin? Yeah, it might just be Griffin.
I forgot what it is, because I already seen you there all the time, so I just don't, you know, but yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
This show that he's talking about, is called Social Media Dilemma, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
It educates you on what social media is and what happens when you spend time on the phone, looking at the phone. What happens when you are looking at your phone by being on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, stuff like that. What happens? What are you?
And I didn't even get to the part you talk about. Even when you don't look at your phone, it's attempting to control your time. Even when you put your phone down, it's still attempting to control your time through notifications, updates, all the kind of stuff to get you to pick your phone back up again. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
that's
manipulation. Crazy. Yeah. It's like they have classes. They have classes on the biggest universities you can imagine, MIT and all these universities that teach engineers and the smartest people in the world how to on the tech side, okay, how to manipulate people to be more on social media, to be more on the net, to be more on tech that way, because they all get paid by, you know, they sell ads and sell this and that by having you looking at the phone. It's amazing. Whoever came up with this show and produced it and everything else, shout out to them, because they doing a service to the community, for real. Because I seen it with my kids, and they were like, what? They couldn't believe it, and they were in tune with the documentary. Yeah, it's crazy.
They know. Sorry, and by the way, it's called The Social Dilemma.
The Social Dilemma, there we go.
That's it, The Social Dilemma.
Correct mind, yeah, that's it. Check it out.
Yeah.
It's dope. I was just talking about how incredible it is that right now, because most of those guys, they are former employees of companies right now.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how you still can talk about shit about your boss.
Yeah. Don't mean nothing.
Negatively.
Yeah.
And still keep the job. They're probably on their contract or something. You know what I mean?
No, it's not that. It's just that I guarantee you, let me think of it this way. I bet you the inventor of Coca-Cola at some point was like, dude, this stuff is like really addictive. Like, oh, here's a better one. They invent the tobacco cigarettes. I bet you at some point, one of the boss, chairman, leader of the board, whatever the case, was like, yo, this stuff is actually kind of bad. Like, people are getting really addicted and jacked to it. You know what happened?
Let's put some more of that.
What ingredient? Nothing happened.
Ingredient is the one that gets them addicted?
Which one is let's do that. And it just keeps... That's just humans. I mean, people, most... I think a lot of habits, there we go. A lot of habits, people don't have control over. They just keep doing it. Even if they know... We've been talking about this forever. And maybe everybody else out there has been. Maybe think about it in the back of their head. Sugar consumption. Okay?
Oh.
The consumption of sugar, terrible for your health. Terrible for your skin. Terrible for sleeping. But, dude, people drink 3 bags of sugar a day. A day.
Well, that's soda alone.
And that's soda. That's if you don't eat a donut. If you don't eat ice cream at night, if you don't get a slushy at lunch,
it's just so good.
We just be tearing it up. It's rotting your teeth out. It's messing
but
your
but
head.
I tell you this,
we know. We know.
I tell you this. Okay. I'm gonna have to do some research on this. Sugar about your teeth and sugar.
True.
Even if you brush your teeth,
the right way,
it still messed up your teeth.
It sucks.
It does.
Supposedly. I mean, I don't have any cavities, but I have holes in my teeth. And
but
for the record, I am one of those. I do, man. I love sugar.
You eat meat like a mug, didn't you?
Meat's fine. We're talking about
sugar. Okay, but that's wear and tear. That's what that meat does to your teeth. I don't think it has to do with the sugar. Is you eating the teeth are not meant to last forever, bro. Like they are wear and tear.
Sugar is, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think sugar is acidic. That's why it does damage. That's why it causes holes and stuff.
But if you brush your teeth right, you know,
I think to brush your teeth right means like, it doesn't mean like when you wake up and go to bed, because, all right, let's You wake up, I'm pretty sure everybody wakes up and brushes their teeth. That's pretty much standard across the board. But then you eat waffles and syrup, and then you drink orange juice, and then you go however many hours until you have a donut and coffee, and then you go however many hours and you have lunch, and all that stuff is just in your mouth, just chilling. You don't brush halfway through the day. You don't brush.
I do when I'm at home.
You do what? You brush after you eat?
When I'm at home. Okay. When I take a shower,
yeah.
I brush my teeth.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Every night.
After the shower,
every
yeah,
night,
brush my teeth.
I brush my teeth. Every now and then, I don't brush my teeth because I fall asleep. But
yeah, but usually.
But normally, I brush my teeth with my wife and my son together.
There you go.
Are we all three in there?
All together.
Yeah.
Yep, I got my son. He'd be sitting up on the counter.
I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
There, you good?
We have a ritual. We do that every night.
Every do.
And but this is the reason why I know, because by personal experience. Yeah. When I was growing up, my father used to sell candy from my house. But we weren't allowed to have them.
Okay.
My father never bought soda in my house. Not one time.
Wow.
I drank soda when I left my house.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I didn't drink soda in my house. Never, ever, ever.
Nice. Never. Maybe at a restaurant or something, but never at home.
Oh, when you go eat out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was Sprite.
But having it in my house, in my fridge, never.
Never.
It was straight up juice. From the trees outside the house.
Yeah, yeah, fruit juice.
Okay, fruit juice from
same here.
The house.
Sometimes we had Tang. You remember Tang?
No, I didn't get that either.
You didn't get Tang? Oh, okay, we had Tang sometimes. That was kind of good. So then after that, you did what?
You did that. Dude. I did this. Hey, the Tang. I never get that. My mom didn't give me no damn Tang.
No.
No. Lemon juice, orange juice from the backyard.
Okay.
Tang. Yeah, I even forgot about that shit.
You did? That was Tank. A thing for a little bit.
I know my aunt had Tank. I remember going to my aunt's house and get Tank. But what I was going to...
That's... Okay. Yeah.
When my father used to do this candy selling stuff...
Yep.
I remember the kids used to knock on my door because they wanted to buy candy.
Of course.
I sell them the candy and I looked right at it, bro. Like, I wanted something.
Of course.
But I respect my parents so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, like,
I was like, I ain't touching that. What if they count it?
Oh,
because I
yeah.
thought I was stealing. You dig? So it I wasn't like, I ain't messing with that.
True. I didn't pay for it.
But I always wanted some. Now, when I left my house at 17, 18, that range, right? And I moved out. Now, my mama is not there. My dad is not there. So
you can eat it all you
because
want.
Even in the streets, when I was in high school, it was hard for me to eat candy out there because
you weren't used to it.
Because I wasn't used to it, and yeah. I was used to seeing it so much and not being and being like I want it, but
it
was a product. With it.
It wasn't really something sweet.
Mm-hmm. But when I became a man and I was like, man, I'm gonna eat every candy there is
give
out
me the
there.
Candy.
From age 18 into like 5 years ago, I ate a lot of candy, bro.
Oh, okay.
In a daily
have it so
basis, like I eat candy. Like I used to go to on the weekends. I used to go to Walmart buy candy. Like you on
really?
The grocery
wow.
on the grocery cart,
yeah.
There was candy in it.
Bag of candy.
Yeah, bags okay. of candy bags. because I take like I buy like a bag of Hershey's or something like that or some sort of chocolate and that can't be it. So it has to be something like melanin, like you know, like,
okay.
like strawberry something. You
yep.
know what I mean? So like a you know
a little bit of fruit,
hard candy or some type of stuff
candy,
like that. Yeah,
chocolate candy,
caramel
lollipops.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
and I'll bring it to work.
Okay.
Little by little.
Oh, okay.
Take a handful, whoop, put it in my tool, on my
wow.
on my lunchbox.
Yeah.
Bring it to work, and next week it will be gone. Now, if you stop and count all those candies, there'll be 300 pieces
jeez.
In that thing, bro. And I'll eat 300 pieces of candy a week.
How are your teeth? Good.
They're
know.
A little yellowish because
I'm not a dentist. I don't
smoking.
Know. Are they good? I mean, you go to the dentist.
But
say,
I have
oh, yeah,
no
teeth.
Cavities. No,
okay.
I'm
good.
Good. I'm all right.
Okay.
All now right. I'm 40.
All right.
So whatever wear and tear of my teeth is because of my age.
True.
Not because of the candy.
Okay. I don't even think it's... I don't know for sure. I'm not a dentist. I don't even think it's necessarily candy. I think it's sugar.
It's the sugar, right? But
yeah,
you know how
okay.
much sugar is in a freaking
I candy. Think there's less sugar in candy than in soda. I think there's less sugar in candy than there is in a lot of
well,
the...
Well, I've never been a soda
energy,
man.
Energy drinks.
To this day, I'm not...
Have you seen any of the pictures they have online of... they take powdered sugar and pour it into like a 12-ounce Mountain Dew bottle to show you how much of it is sugar. It goes like, you know, okay, like.
So you see there's like the neck. Sugar is like up to here. And this as much as the flavor and whatever else.
Really?
But this much of the thing is sugar.
It's in liquid form. So I know it condenses it, you know, high fructose corn syrup. It looks like that.
Yeah.
But if you were to put it in powder form and pour it in there, it'd be.
And in a Mountain
Dew? Like 90%. Yeah. Which is like one of the most. Coke is, might be worse. They did the top like five drinks. They did like Nestea, Coke, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, and one other one. I can't remember what the other one was. But I was like, but still, people tear it up, man. They love it. They love it.
But you know, you get to an age where you drink a soda and you feel the difference in your body.
Yeah.
When you're young, you don't feel shit. You just drink, sure drink, right?
Yep. I'm thirsty.
And like alcohol as well.
Ah, okay.
It's alcohol feels different now. You know, like back then, when I was younger, alcohol make dizziness was woohoo. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Not anymore. I'm like, I'm dizzy. I'm stopping drinking right now.
Sit down. Sit my big butt down for a fall. Hey, bring me another one, but I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, I ain't celebrating by getting tipsy. What the hell does that mean? That ain't enjoyment for me, okay?
Yeah.
I want a social drink. Like, I want to, you know.
You know what? You're right. Let's see. When was it? I want to say Saturday, I went and bought. I couldn't decide on what to buy, what beer to buy. So I wanted something different. And I bought the Apples Orchard, Angry Orchard, something like that. You ever heard of that one before?
So this Angry Orchard, I mean, so actually the thing about the beer too, it's popular and a lot of people like it a lot. But since I think my body is changing, since things are different, after I drink, I probably
by changing, four. You mean you're getting older.
Yes, yeah, by me getting older, I had a really bad hangover, and I usually drink and I don't have a hangover, and I only had like four beers. And so the next morning I woke up and my nose was kind of stuffy. I had a headache. I wasn't feeling like 100. I was like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? And even my girl, she was like, you sick? I'm like, no, I feel good. I feel like, and then I thought about it. I was like, I feel like I have a hangover because I drank last night. And she was just like, what? And I was like, what? And we were like, what? So it's true. It's true, man. When you get older, you know, even drinking, it's just different because it's different. I was talking to old dude yesterday. He's not old. He's an older fella. But you know what he was talking about? So I don't know if y'all are from Florida, but those that aren't from Florida, we have this place called The Villages. Okay.
Yep.
And it is like probably 50 to 100,000 people over the age of 70 who are all retired and live in a development together, 24/7 all the time together. But over there, everybody's on drugs. Everybody. Everybody.
Did you know that that's the
number one
disease? What?
STD capital of the state. Of the state, bro. They that's just crazy. Get it in and be. But yeah, they're all on drugs over there. But you know what? It's probably the same thing. They build them strong behind drugs, but they function. Their bodies can take it.
You that fact makes sense. That's the where there's more venereal disease.
Yeah.
In the state.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. They've been doing it for a long time.
Long time.
And then when you retire, you know, you just what you gonna do all day?
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not as bored as they are, but you know, when you get bored,
hey man, when
what
I'm
you wanna do?
When I'm 70, I ain't popping on a condom. I'm telling you right now, man. I'm down the curve. Like I'm down here.
Yeah, you good?
I'm dying soon, so fuck
you
it.
Set.
I'm just gonna I'm gonna
her
enjoy
stuff
it.
Don't work. Your stuff works
no
pretty
rubber.
Good.
No
do
rubber.
Your thing.
And so that's why.
I know.
That's why they're probably thinking because here's the thing, man. Like now, I remember when I was younger, I used to think a lot about death.
True.
You're like, oh my god, I want to die.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 and all that stuff, right? As I got older. I don't even think about it.
Of course not.
Because
you're busy living your life. You're like, it's coming, I know, but.
I know it's going
to
happen.
I got stuff to do.
And I'm pretty sure that when people get to that age of 70 and above, they're pretty much like, Yeah, I'm not going to go. It's coming. And they okay with it. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants
to. Nobody wants to. But they know there's nothing you can do about it. I was healthy. I exercised when I was younger. I blah, 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 blah. But now I'm 77. Yeah,
they reminisce on their healthy lifestyle they used to have. And it, most of them are really healthy. They just got gonorrhea and
stuff. Whatever. Hey. And on top of that, the sad part I think about it, and I, you know, I've never feared getting older and growing up, but this part probably would suck, is let's say you had 10 close friends and you're like the last three left of your close friends.
Oh, yeah, well, that happens with, hey, man, I'm off the clock, nigga.
That part would suck, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, like, we made it, we're all up here. Now it's just us. We're the last of the last ones.
And that happened with your family members, too.
Same, yeah.
You know, like, I know...
You got a big family, and...
I was fortunate to grow up with both of my parents, right?
Yeah.
And a bunch of uncles, aunts, and uncles, and shit like that, right? But I also know that, you know, I'm at the age where they are getting really old.
Yep.
My aunts, uncles, and my parents. So I know... My grandparents already went. Okay. Rest in peace to all my grandpa and my mom and grandma and all that.
True.
But I know that soon... I hope, you know, I hope God always protect my family, but I know it's the way of life.
It's the way of life.
Eventually,
in time.
Within a couple of years, they're going to start getting sicker and you know, and all that. I have to take a lot of trips to PR and all that type of stuff. Yep. I know that's coming. I remember because I have older friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So I remember them going
through it. They were going through it, and you were there for them.
Yeah. I was like, man, that sucks.
Yep.
Man. And I call my family, and they're partying.
Back then,
I'm like, man, his aunt dies, man. Like, damn, no, man. Then I call my family and they're just having a party. Man, I'm here with you. Dude, and they all drinking, having fun.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now, just enjoying it.
Everybody's just like, so what y'all doing? We just went to Home Depot all together. It's my dad told me. Oh, my dad told me the other day, what y'all did this weekend? We went to Home Depot. You know, your uncle, your aunt. And there was like three couples, man. And they all went to Home Depot and to another popular store in Puerto Rico.
Shop around a little bit.
Yeah, man. And they bought paint and shit like that. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The Christmas are coming, so we're going to paint some shit. It's crazy how you go through all these changes, right? But when you get to a certain age, you forget about all the... It's like you already made peace with life. Like,
you have.
That's it, man. It's cool.
It's because... You know what it is by then? It's probably like we started out this show talking about. Proper use of time.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like when you first... when you first start a job, you know, you're not making that much money. You're not sure where your money's gonna go. You got a bunch of bills due. It's stressful. You kind of be trying to work your life, manage, budget, save, spend, floss a little bit, flex on some honeys, you know, all that at one. But then after you're there, you know, 10, 20 years, your money's kind of settled down. You're kind of just like, all right, let's just chill.
And
same
cruising.
Thing with life. You're cruising. You just, you know, you 60, 70, you're like, you know what, I got time. I'm good.
Maybe that's why they get up early. Because every old
sure
man
do.
And you know, they wake up early.
4 in the morning, they be already on cup number 3.
I know, like, man. They're at the Waffle House.
Yeah, they chilling.
and by 5, they eating dinner.
Yeah.
And at 7, they in bed.
Night. See you in the morning.
The next day, we do it all over again.
That's
got to be a good life as long as you are prepared, I think. Because if you are an old man and still have to work, it's got to suck ass, man.
Not really. I mean, I would agree with that one. But, so this is personal experience.
Work for
maybe
a living,
someone
though.
Else
knows. Let me rephrase that. Work for a living. Not work for insurance. Not work for having... You go, a lot of people work just to get out of the house. Older people.
That's
they
what
go,
I was
going to
say.
They get a part-time
just, Publix, just to live.
And they just chill.
Some older people, man, they quit. A year later, they dead.
Yeah, but you have to prepare yourself to enjoy life. I know that enjoying life cannot get old, bro. When you get
some people
older,
go to work. I'm not one of them, but
when my dad retired, it was hard for him. It was hard for him because it was a big change, especially when you're in politics. You know, that every day you even going to lunch with a bunch of executives or whatever, or you're always going to an activity. There's always something going on.
Yeah,
and you stop that and done.
What am I gonna do today?
And yeah, and it was hard.
What do you mean?
And it was
you got nothing going on, bro.
At first, hey, the first couple of days was like, yeah, man, this is, oh, yeah, you know. It's hard for worker people. Hard worker people that have worked their whole life hard, and that's coming to them. It's hard, bro, to just all of a sudden you change your whole environment. Like, you get out in the morning, you get up in the morning, you take a shower, you drink your coffee, you have breakfast with your wife, boom, boom, boom. And you get in the car, you turn the same radio station, or you listen to the same crap. Yep. In my case, podcast. I listen to podcast. I'll be listening to that, to some of that Joe Rogan shit, or I'm listening to some of that 85 South so I can laugh. Or you know what I mean? Or I'm listening to Charlamagne the God, or somebody that made me laugh, or that I could learn something from, like Joe Rogan. I learned a lot of crap from them. So shout out to all them guys, man. They're doing an excellent job. Anyway, from doing that to say, you know, like, I could do it on the weekends, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm glad I'm home. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking to Ted about this. When I go on vacation,
yeah,
I'm cool the first couple of days. And I don't know, man, call me crazy. But by day four, I'm done.
You're ready to come back?
I'm ready to come back to my routine. Is that crazy or what?
I don't know. I don't know everybody else or if this is normal. I would feel that way if number one, I wasn't married, and number two, I didn't have a creative, amazing wife who always had a running list of things to do. Even on my days off, I feel like I work. I wake up, I'm sure you're the same way. You have things to do. There is no, like, get up, eat some coffee, go sit on the couch. It's like, hey, hon, remember the... Then I'm... I'm doing something until I take a shower, then I sit back down like, whew, I'm off.
Like, you know, I'm like that on Saturdays, but on Sunday, I'm by myself. Just me and Kev and my kids. So there's no wifey telling me, listen, remember that curtain there? None of that.
So let me hit you on this then. You're a dad. That's a job for me. I mean, like, I got a new son.
That's common. That's just natural to me. That's not a job to me. That's
sure. It's something to do though. It's not like you're sitting on the couch chilling. You're
let me tell you something, man. He gets on my nerves. All right.
Yeah.
Badly. Like, you know last what I'm saying? Night. Last Kevin go to sleep. No.
Yeah.
Like, the lights are out. He has a little bed next to my bed.
Okay.
So he's like, it's a bed. Okay.
Who's he talking to?
To his little teddy bear or whatever.
Oh, he's playing.
He sleeps with either a Spider-Man. He's obsessed with Spider-Man, by the way. He either sleeps with a Spider-Man or he sleeps with like a little bear or some shit, right? Okay. So he's like, nope. And he's talking to him. I can't go to sleep, man. Shut up. Nope.
Just like that.
He wants to play and hang out and have
fun. I'm not done yet.
He's not tired, bro. And this is at 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
Mind you, I got to get up at 3.
I know.
Tell you what I have to do.
I know.
So I have to get up at 3. It's 1 o'clock and I'm still up like that because Kev, at one point, my wife, she don't work today. She didn't work like she had the day off. Yeah. She's like, I'm taking him out of the room. So
you can go to sleep.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm taking him outside so you can get some sleep.
Set him outside the door.
At first, I was like, come on, man. Oh, he'll. And then I said 30 minutes, not even 30, like 15 minutes, I baby get his ass out of here.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Get him out of here, boy. For real. Get him out.
Was it a full moon or something last night? Any idea? Because.
No, it was not.
Exact same thing with me last night. Mason, I don't know why, he did not want to go to sleep. He kept rolling, jumping around, jumped on my back a few times, climbed up in the bed, climbed up in his playpen. Was walking around, was jumping. We're like, bro, go to sleep. My girl, she grabbed him, laid him down, said, stop. You need to go night.
Started crying?
Yeah. He was.
Kevin started crying too.
He didn't want to go to sleep.
He was out of control.
I mean, it probably took an hour of us telling him, stop, lay down, go to sleep. And finally.
I know how to say it in Spanish, the shape of the moon last night, but I don't know how to say it in English. It was like a banana shape.
Crescent.
Crescent?
Yeah.
There you go.
A crescent moon.
Crescent?
Yeah.
Like the crescent wrench?
A crescent roll. Like a crescent wrench. Good.
Oh, no shit.
Exactly.
I'll never forget that.
Yep. Easy to remember. It looks like one, doesn't it?
That's to do with a wrench, man. I'll never forget that.
It's a tool.
You use one every day.
Oh, guys and tools.
Yeah, I use one every day.
But, but the benefit of a parent as a job, you don't get paid money. You just get paid what I feel is accomplishment. I feel accomplished. Like...
You know, that's what I feel. You know, I feel that when I hear him saying something, that, you know, he's learning how to talk.
True.
So when I hear him say something that comes out natural to him, like, it's not like he tried to say it, it was just like, pow.
Yeah.
It's like, did he just say it?
Yeah.
Like, we at that point right now.
Yeah. He's like,
that's where we at. We at that point right now, which is awesome.
Yeah. He did. He did. Yeah, I heard him say that.
Like a whole fool.
Yeah, a whole thing by himself.
And I'm like, yo, you heard what he said?
Yeah.
No, he did.
Wait. Watch. Just watch. And then you gotta wait for it. It never comes again for like 2 days.
Like, I talk to him in Spanish and he understands me clearly. Like, I don't have to repeat myself.
Ah,
he understands
okay.
me clearly. And I talk to him in English and he does clear. He understands me too.
Oh, okay. So he's got both.
But he's leaning more towards the English on as far as speaking.
You better fix that. We talked about
We're eating at the dinner table, right?
Yeah.
And the girl starts, so, do you know how... Hey, Spanish. okay. And they start in Spanish, but they finish in English. Right? So, I have to do this like 4 or 5, maybe 7 times. And I'm not exaggerating. Funny. I have to do this every night.
Does Kev ever start in one and finish in the other?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
He's doing that Spanish stuff too, man. Like I don't mind. I just want him to speak to his grandmama.
Yeah.
Because I hate my mom cannot talk to my other kid, my grown kids, because they don't
finish at all. Yeah, or understand it.
I hate that with a passion, because she's like, man, teach them. And I was like, mom, I think it's too late for that, because I talk to them in Spanish and that they understand.
Ooh.
But they can't say to my grandmama like, I want this and that.
Yeah,
they just say one word. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want rice, they say grandma arroz. That's it. My mom has to be like, okay, arroz. Okay, maybe he want rice. What kind of rice? I don't know. Yellow. And my mom starts pointing at yellow. Is he called the rice? You know what I mean? Hey, my mom is a queen, man. I don't know, man. She managed.
So you know, fix that with Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm working on it.
Fix that with Aaron, right?
Yeah. I heard him speaking to him in English. All night, and when he went to my house, he was talking to him in English. Your wife was talking to him.
What? Why? Everyone there speaks Spanish. What do you mean, why not? Why? Why do you need English?
Why do we need both?
What do you mean, why we need both? The same reason why you need both.
Being bilingual is the top-notch thing.
We need both.
You don't need it. He'll learn English in school. Trust me. He will learn English.
Here's the thing.
In 1 year, he'll learn English. In 1 year.
This is what my wife said, that I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. And she said to me, listen, we have to teach in Spanish before he gets to school.
Before, yes.
Once he gets to school, if you don't know Spanish, it's
rap.
A wrap, bro.
It's a wrap. You're done.
He ain't going to learn.
Never get back in.
Right.
English?
He ain't going to learn, because all his friends are going to be speaking English. The teacher's going to teach.
But you know the reason why behind all that? It's because English is stupid, dude. It breaks every other language rules. It's the only one that's dumb. Once you learn it, your brain is like freaking crippled on learning another language.
It is hard.
Yeah, it ruins you. English ruins you learning other stuff. So please, Spanish first.
Spanglish.
First.
Spanglish.
Whatever, man. Great day. So, but yeah. So,
I think that, you know what? One of our first episode was about this.
Dreams?
You said this is what you say. The English language is retarded. That's something like that.
Yes,
you said something like that. Or something to that nature. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? What are you coming from? I hope we don't get canceled. We just started.
And now we circle full back to it. You're like, you're right.
What I'm talking about. It's hard, and I know I learned it. I know it's hard, and it's harder to write it is worse. Write it in English is
because
worse.
None of the words sound how they look. Or a few of them writing like silent letters. What is that crap?
I know.
Why is there a K on the word knife? What's that doing? What's that doing? Come on, what's up with that? Because
there's a bunch of words like that, man.
There's
like,
so many.
To me, it's easier to speak English than write English. And it's easier for me to write Spanish than to speak Spanish. Is that weird or what?
Nope.
That's maybe I have some sort of fucking disease in my eye. I don't know, man.
Or maybe that's normal because English is
It's hard.
Because English is...
It's hard to write.
I have to stop saying that word. Retarded.
Wow, this is a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
I don't know. People say it's offensive. Do you think so?
No.
Okay, I don't think so either.
No, I mean, you're not saying it to someone. You're not calling somebody you are a D. You are a retarded person.
I am not.
You're not doing that. That thing is fucked up. Doing something like that.
Okay.
You know, it's like bad words. We talked about this before, man. Bad words are not bad words unless you offend somebody. True. Unless you use them to offend someone.
You're trying to do it.
Unless you use them for that purpose. If your purpose of using a bad word is to put somebody below you or to, you know, treat them bad and make them feel like crap and mistreat them,
then it's wrong.
That's a bad word.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a word.
It's just a word, bro. If you are cutting your yard and you pinch your finger with something, you say shit real loud, you're not mistreating anybody, you're just letting out some emotions.
Everyone's probably like, yeah, I know, bro. I feel you.
Bend that down.
Hey, yep, I'm with you, man. You know, right about that.
Yeah. And you know what, man? You I don't know in your case, but my older kids are on that stage where every now and then you can hear them say a word like that, and it's like, I'm wondering, you know, I have to find out why he used it for.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he called his sister that, then we have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
No, if no, he no, just no. said it out of, like, I just hit me. It happened to him. It happened to him not too long ago. I told you about it, man. It happened to If it's something like that, and I let it go because it's just an emotion.
Plus, if you were to jump on him, that'd be, you'd be a hypocrite. You can't do that because all of us have done it. Everybody. Yeah, man. You start working on the car, working on the house, working. Yeah.
Man, of course, there's a word that I won't say right now, but I say it a lot. I say it a lot, and I noticed it because my wife told me about it.
Oh, wow.
Something happened to me, and she said it before me.
Yeah.
And I looked at it like, you don't talk like this. She goes, but you do, and I know you're about to say that, so I said it for you.
Oh.
That's how I was like, I do? She goes, like, all the time.
Mm.
Every time something don't go my way, that's the first thing I say.
Okay. And you didn't even know, I bet you.
And the word don't even make sense. It doesn't fit.
That's probably why you say it.
It don't fit into
the scenario. It ain't going my way. Peanut butter.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. What do you call the people that do, they scream out of nowhere? There's a condition.
Like Tourette's?
Yes.
Tourette's.
That's how I feel like sometimes. When she told me that, that's how I feel. Like I had Tourette's.
Because you can't control it. You don't even know it.
It comes out. And not only comes it comes out, and the word don't describe anything that's happening to me at this point. Every time. Huh. It's the same word. Every time.
That's just your thing, you said.
I use the word wrong, but I'm not offending
anybody.
But
you know what you're saying.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Okay, hey, there you go.
And I say it in Spanish, too. I know exactly what I'm saying.
You're just expressing your emotions.
Yeah, you know, in Puerto Rico, there's a word that is puñeta, right? That word is something that we use, like, in that scenario when you hit yourself, pinch a finger, or you break a key on a doorknob.
Oh, yeah.
Puñeta. It's like, at least this is Puerto Rican, and every Puerto Rican I know, including my mama.
That's how they say it.
It's a church-going woman. Yeah. She say it, too, every now and then.
Okay.
You dig? Like,
yeah, it's just part of the culture.
Part of our culture. Yes.
There it is.
Fool, bro. Like, if you don't say that,
you're not Puerto Rican.
It's no. But because there's people there, you know, they just don't. But the majority of the people that I know say it at least once. My sister is a church-going person as well. But I'm pretty sure if she gets really upset,
it's going to come out. Okay. That's just normal. Oh, that's right. You know what? And your girl, she's not Puerto Rican. So that's probably why she noticed.
No, she's not Puerto Rican, but I hear her say that word too, puñeta, every now and then.
Thanks to you.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Puñeta, and I'll be like, yay!
That's thanks to you, see? That's my word. Yeah. Hey, that's my word, y'all.
You have PR, baby. You're almost there.
That's awesome.
what word is it that you use every time you get, like... That
I don't
has
know.
To be
I, don't, I don't know. Did you know that? Did you
I
know
didn't
that?
Know.
I don't. So I don't know.
It just. I didn't. Know. I didn't realize it. That's
you
fucking weird,
tell man. Me. You listen. I don't know. What do I say? I don't know what I say. I have no idea.
Except Frank.
Hey, actually, you know something that I say a lot that my kids make fun of me is when something is amazing, not amazing. Let's see, when do I use? I'll say great day, which I don't know what it means. Mean? I have no idea. It's like something's unbelievable or something.
It's like golly or something like that. You know, you'll be like golly.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
You just made up your own word.
I don't know. I say that a lot.
You went Snoop Dogg and your kids.
Pretty much, because they'll say it, and I'll be like, "What's he saying? What did you say? Great day. What does that mean, bro?
I have no idea.
That's your first. That's like half your name, though.
Greg.
Like you.
I don't know, but it comes out all the time. I'm gonna Google it one of these days. See what comes up.
Well, you heard of that? I mean, is it something that you heard from since you was a kid?
Yeah.
Maybe your parents did it.
Yeah. Anyone know it's weird? My father-in-law says it too.
Really? You guys from the same town?
Nope. Not at all. Not even close.
So what do you think?
I don't know.
What's there has to be? I have to Google this, man. There has to be a word like puñeta is to Puerto Ricans. There has to be a word for every race out there that
everybody says.
Or I know there's a phrase. I know Mexican people say it a lot.
Okay.
There's
yeah, there might be one per culture, something that just gets passed around. You know, I tell you this word. If you live in California, like. I didn't like. I know that people make fun of that. You know what I mean? Like, oh my god, like da da da. But I was listening to this lady talking from California. I think it was in like the news or something. But it's like every fourth word. It just bam bam.
I heard people like that. I heard people like that. But I don't think it's just California, man. I think it's just
like.
I think it's just an era. It's an era.
Like,
there's an era. Yeah, there's an era. Because I remember there's an NBA player, I'm trying to remember, because it was recently that I saw an interview.
Okay.
And he was talking.
He was from California too?
Or like, no, he's from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
But
in Chicago.
He's
the area.
He's around 30. So it has to be that era, because I remember listening to a lot of people, and it was one point in time where I heard that a lot.
True.
When people talk, they use the light. But then it disappeared.
Yeah, it's gone now. I don't see it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to see.
I was watching... you know what it was? I was watching I'm not kidding. I was watching a show about buying houses.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in California.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I heard it. So that's kind of what reminded me of it. Because I guess I forgot about it. Had forgotten about it. And then hearing it again, it came back. It reminded me of it.
I've been to California, and people don't speak like what you see on TV, the Hollywood people.
No?
So not a lot of people talk. I mean, not where I went.
Where went you go?
To the Hollywood area.
To the who?
Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
The strip, like where you can see the sign and the, you know, Ripley's Believe It or Not, and all these people are dancing in the streets.
Oh, okay. The nice area.
Yeah, man, it was real nice.
It was
expensive
nice
as hell, man. But people didn't talk to me like what you see on TV.
Okay. They talk normal.
Yeah, like you and me. I didn't notice any accent. I didn't notice, but it's not like you go to New York. It's like,
yeah.
I have friends from New York. They do have an accent. They do have
strong
an accent. New York accent. That you can tell they're from New York. You can tell they're from up there. Somewhere on the East Coast. You know what I mean? Philly or, I mean...
California,
Jersey,
right?
Or something
they
like
just
that
sound normal.
But New York is like deep accent.
It's probably because, similar to Florida, it's a mix of people. There's not just like one type of people, right?
I think it's a mix of Spanish, Black, and Italian,
and Hawaiian,
and that's what I hear when I hear Mexican people. I mean,
New Yorkers.
It's like
Yorkers
Spanish,
to me sounds like yes, it does.
It's like a Spanish,
Italian
Spanish,
and
Black. And that's exactly what's there.
That's it. Yeah.
Dominican Republican.
There's
Dominican Republicans.
There's a little Italy there.
Dominican Republican. Dominican, Puerto Ricans, Black, and Italian. That's Brooklyn, Bronx. All that area.
Mob.
Mob Italian.
The mob mentality.
Italiano.
Yeah.
So I that's what I hear. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I hear.
You could be right. You're right. You wear hats too. I don't know if y'all guys wear hats. How do you clean a hat?
With a toothbrush.
And water.
And dish soap.
And then what? You rinse water. It. Where do you rinse it? I mean, how do you dry it? In the dryer.
You hang it. You hang it from the back.
Water, dish soap, and a toothbrush.
Yeah, you put the dish soap on the toothbrush. Brush.
Yep.
Put it in there like if it was toothpaste. Yeah. Just a little bit, not much. You wet it, wet brush. The brush, and then, and then you rub it with a clean rag.
You know, I lost my blue hat when it was out on the boat.
You lost it? I lost my earpiece, man. I don't know. What, man, we had a good time that day.
That was
we
nice. Had to do that, again. That was good. Any boaters out there, I fully understand that feeling. Going boating is nice, man. I look forward to the next time we can go.
Yeah, we did a couple of hour expedition on a boat.
Yeah.
On the lake nearby.
That was dope.
And we had a blast over in that boat. Time went by so fast, man. I was like, man.
Need to do more. But the good thing about a rental is you just drop it off and go home. You gotta
clean it,
trailer it, yeah. You don't have to back down the boat ramp. You don't gotta do nothing that is. Okay, thanks, man. Catch you next time.
We had to do it again, but longer.
Yeah, a full day.
Yeah, man. We definitely have to.
It can happen. Easy.
But just like that though.
Yeah.
Dudes, just the guys.
You know how just the guys, like just the guys going out and doing stuff is pretty common. Do you think girls do that? Like just the girls?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't really see that.
Yeah, I see that a lot. But you know, I think I tell about my wife. My wife told me all the time, like, hey, we might go from work, and I'm like, okay, cool. But then they do it.
Never happens. Never happens. But same here.
If
bro.
I go, I tell her to do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby. I got it.
Go ahead.
Have fun. But something always happens. Like,
I don't know.
So if I say, let's do it, man, let's go. I go with you. Let's go.
Then it's not the girls. I'll see
not,
you.
Not the girls. You know what I'm saying? But I tell her a lot. I tell her that, you know, like, go ahead.
Go do something fun.
It's
man.
Normal.
Go ahead.
You have to do stuff like that.
Even when I'm out and about, I never see just like 8, 9 girls all together just chilling, hanging, just kicking back, relaxing.
You have to.
You know, I don't see it.
Yeah, you gotta trust your girl to do your thing, man.
I never see it. She's not a person. You ever see when you go out?
What?
Just a table of girls all.
I used to in Orlando. I used to go out a lot in Orlando, and I used to live down there, and I see that a lot. I used to go out a lot with my friends, and there was a lot of that. Yeah, and loud. They're loud as this.
Right.
They get louder by the hour, bro.
Busy. Hey, I'm glad things are finally settling down. I hope this election thing is done or is going to finish up soon. I hope that everything gets to chill. I hope the coronavirus chills. And if y'all aren't being safe out there, y'all be safe out there. You know, do whatever you got to do to be safe. Especially like wash your hands.
And stop bitching about the damn mask, man. Just put it on. Put it on.
That's a good one.
Put
I like
it
that.
On. That's
put
it.
On. Just put it on.
It's just, you know what I heard? People be like, oh, that's against the we now we now they're telling us that we can't breathe freely. You know, come on, man. Like, stop it. Stop it. Y'all making everything such a big goddamn deal. Just wear the mask for your own good. For your own benefit.
Yeah. It helps you.
Who cares? If who cares, bro? Just wear it.
Swear.
What you gonna argue every time you go to the store? It's ridiculous, bro.
I don't get it.
Listen, I hate it.
Of course, nobody's used to that.
I'm always hot now. Like everywhere I go, like you know when you go to the store, you're like, oh, man, it feels good in here. You're walking around. Nah, man, it's always hot. I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to go to the store no more.
True.
Like maybe that's the reason why they do this damn mask thing.
Yeah.
Because some people say it don't work. Some people say it's bullshit. Maybe that's the reason why they
go to
do
the
it.
Store, though.
Because people feel so uncomfortable, they
stay home.
They can
keep
stay
your
home
butt at home.
Yeah, order online.
Online, yo, that's blowing up. I'm
online shop.
You want to talk about that thing a little bit?
Nah, I'm cool. About that, yeah.
Yo, hey, I don't know if y'all out there doing this. This might be a revolutionary new thing that takes over the world.
I want to say it because then people gonna do it, and then I can't do it no more. Because it's going to get overcrowded.
Well, I have to wait a month. I'm going to say this.
I have to wait a month.
Uber Eats and all y'all, they got it figured out. They were ahead of the game. This delivery of goods is pretty cool. So
yeah, there's companies out there that are doing that. You can order literally
whatever you want.
You can order a six pack from 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Delivered to your home.
There's no more BWERUN.
You can
you don't
order
have to make a beer run.
You can order a six pack and two taquitos from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
All right.
They bring it.
And they bring it to your house, bro.
All like, you gotta do is sit.
Let's say you're having a few drinks with the homies at home, or with your girlfriend or with your wife or whatever, right? You're having a few drinks and you don't want to drive back to the store. You ran out of beer. You don't want to go back. You don't have to do that. There's a bunch of companies out there. To name
they
a
bring
few.
It to you.
To name a few, there's one that's called, what was it?
Uber Eats.
No, I don't think I don't think they do alcohol.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's one that do alcohol, and I think it's Postmate does alcohol, and there's another one.
I thought all of them were now.
Oh, man, what's the name? Oh, Fleet.
Oh, Fleet.
Fleet, yeah.
That's right.
Fleet does alcohol. They go to anywhere. They go. I think the only thing they cannot get you is gas. Like,
wow.
Gasoline, like
gasoline,
fuel.
Yeah.
I don't think they can. I don't know. Maybe they can.
They do now. They're like, oh, yeah, let's add that on. Come maybe get my car and get me gas, and then...
There's a company that does that. There's a company out there that does. I've seen them on the side of the road, and they wow. it's like AAA.
Yeah.
But they deliver fuel.
Wow. I ran out of gas.
But it's had to be expensive. I mean, it has to. You probably pay...
Probably.
What is it? Two something? What is it now? $2.19?
Yeah.
So you probably pay like $3 a gallon. But hey.
Hey, but guess what? You ain't stranded on the side of the highway no more.
You either that.
And let's be real. I love you, AAA. But y'all slow.
AAA take about
so
2 hours?
Slow? Golly, they slow. They take a long time, bro.
So I think it's easier to just call an Uber.
Yeah. It is. Every time.
Take it to the gas station. You can buy the thing right there with gas.
Come right on back. Be on your way. Faster.
It's faster. Yeah. AAA must be going.
And I don't know if everybody does it. I have a AAA car. If I have time and I see somebody broke down and I can help them, I'll be like, hey, use my car, man.
They can use your car and while you get it back?
You sit there. As long as you sit there with them, they can use it.
Really? And you would wait there for 2 hours and they get there?
No. You wait until AAA is on the way. Then you go. All right, thanks. See ya.
Because once they get there, they don't need your...
They don't need them. You already called in. You set, got it good. You set, you good. All right.
I used to have AAA a long time ago. But the only good... one of the good things about AAA is that you can get discounts from places you go.
True.
It's like being a vet. You have AAA? Yeah. Oh, you get a 10%.
That's true.
You know what I mean? They have that. Anyway, I don't know how we end up over there like always with this bullshit.
Because it's a
man.
Conversation.
Hey, this is it for today.
Okay, man.
You got something else?
My last thing I got for y'all. If you haven't, start looking into fixing your credit, everybody. Because it's good. It's a good thing to do.
What?
That's all I got. Getting your credit straight. In my old age, I'm finally realizing that it's important.
Is it? It is.
Yeah, that's all
I got. It is.
Even if you make good money, you have a lot of cash in the bank, still need credit. So I'm figuring that out. So I thought I would just throw some positive energy at that. Growing up, my parents didn't tell me a lot about building credit because I don't know why. Probably parents don't. You know, did your parents tell you, hey, make sure you build good credit? Nobody.
Because let me tell you why my parents didn't tell me anything like that. Because everything, they never own a credit card.
Me neither. My parents didn't.
My dad never owned a credit card.
Of course not.
They had, if they couldn't afford it cash, they
wouldn't
buy it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. I know.
To this day.
Still the same.
To this day, we still have a
credit card. Same way.
They still have a credit card.
It's important, y'all. That's all I got. We'll go up to it another time, maybe. All
right.
But, hey, we love y'all.
Take care, y'all.
Thank you for listening, spending some time. And, you know, take care of each other out there. Do your best to be kind.
Yes. Take care, y'all. Too.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Let It Out. Stay tuned for the next, y'all.